It's time for Backyard Almanac. Larry Weber is an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac. Well, Larry, we are 1 month deep into this 2024 year. Welcome to February.
Yeah, welcome to February, too, and welcome to Groundhog Day. I'll say more about that a little bit later, but right now I want to take a look back at the wonderful month of January that we just ended. We ended with quite an amazing day. I hope you had a chance to get outside on Wednesday. I sat on the deck in the sunlight, which I don't normally do at the end of January. The Weather Service recorded a high of 47 degrees. The record high for that date is 48. So we almost got to a record high. The whole month, this is going to be a surprising statistic for most people. The whole month of January this year, 2024, was about equal in temperature to January 2023. That is surprising a few people. But we had kind of a strange January. We began mild. Then we had a period of 9 days where the temperature was below zero, at least sometime during those days, every one of the 9 days. And then when that passed, we started getting mild again. And though we didn't set any records for high temperatures, we got it pretty close to it. Yes, interesting. The average temperature, 17 degrees, normal for January, is about 11. We also had precipitation-wise, this is another one that's interesting. First half of January, we had a pretty good amount of precipitation. We were above normal. January normally is a very dry month, so we were above normal. But then the second half, we got virtually none. We're going to continue to see this because February is usually a dry month, too. Same way with the snowfall. We had snowfall early in the month, but second half, almost none. We ended up the month with 9.3 inches of snow when the normal amount is 16.8. Once again, below normal, but not extreme. The extreme comes when you look at the total amount of snowfall for the whole season. We have, end of January, 17 inches of snow. Normal is like three times that. 52 inches of snow. Wow. And last year, by this date, we had a seasonal total of 80 inches of snow, and we had plenty more to come a little bit later. Mother Nature rarely repeats herself, so I don't expect that we're going to be seeing the same thing in the next months. We are going to be seeing some other things, though, of note. Last week, I mentioned how we reached 9 hours of daylight. That was on the 16th. Well, now we're at about 9.5 hours of daylight, and next week, February 8th, we will be at 10 hours of daylight. As we go through February, it's going to get light very rapidly and easy to notice. Speaking of light, I hope you had a chance to get out. I was out for a wonderful walk before dawn. And wow, the beautiful waning quarter moon and good stargazing. Once we get clear skies, that's a beautiful thing to see in February, but it would help, of course, to have clear skies. Now, let's talk about Groundhog Day. Groundhog Day, February 2, is an interesting day. It made for a wonderful movie that I hope you had a chance to see, but that's about as far as it goes. There is no prediction done by a critter that's afraid of its own shadow. And even if a groundhog did rise from its hibernating sleep, no, it wouldn't do that. Groundhogs are extreme hibernators, and they are deep sleepers. Some critters, when they go into what we call hibernation, a good example is chipmunks, they will wake quite a bit, but not groundhogs. They are pretty much sound sleepers. Well, then how did it get assigned this holiday? Well, it's a strange story, but it sort of goes like this. Our ancestors who came over from Europe had some tales they told of various animals that could predict the future, the future weather. One of them was the European badger. The European badger is a digger like the groundhog. It is a sleeper, though it is not a hibernator, and it does wake. Now, maybe that is why they started to say that the European badger could predict the weather. Our ancestors came to this country, saw another animal that was a digger, the groundhog, and they assigned the same properties to it. And it has lasted. But like I said, I hope you had a chance to see the movie, because that's the best part of Groundhog Day. Birds have been interesting this week. Anytime we have mild weather, I have noticed fewer birds come to the bird feeders. They really do not need our handouts. And when the weather is mild, they just as soon go out and find the food themselves. I still get some chickadees and nuthatches. Woodpeckers have been coming to suet. But that's been about it. Otherwise, no. Plenty of crows and ravens been active. Plenty of woodpecker drumming. That's been an interesting thing. When they get to a tree and they rap it real quick noises, it's called drumming. Lots of kinds of woodpeckers do it. Usually the ones that start off in the winter are going to be the downies, hairies, or red-belly woodpeckers. But this week I heard several times in which the pileated woodpecker were doing drumming. Other things of note, I had reports of seeing ducks and mallards and golden-eyed. They probably overwintered. And then since we last spoke, I saw a Canada goose along the St. Louis River, and I started to think, well, if there's a Canada goose, who knows? There may be some trumpeter swans as well. And sure enough, on one morning this week, as I was crossing the Fond du Lac Bridge, two trumpeter swans flew over. So, yes, there is some open water, and many of these water birds, as long as there's open water, they'll stick around. I also had a chance to see a flock of Bohemian waxwings, which I think are always a terrific sight to see in the wintertime. We have cedar waxwings, they're cousins that live and nest around here. But the Bohemian waxwings come down in the winter in flocks. And both of the two are voracious berry eaters. Well, what kind of berries can you find right now? Well, there's a lot of crab apples that are still out there. And that's where I saw this flock this week. The name waxwing is a bit of a confusing name. It refers to a patch of red feathers on their wings. And lots of times you can't even see that. But what you can see is a crest on top of their heads. Other things of note, until we pretty much lost the snow this week, I was finding a number of tracks, the usual fox, coyote, rabbit, hare, deer, mice, and so forth, the usual ones. But I also found tracks of skunk and raccoon, both of which sleep much of the winter, but when the weather gets mild, they get up and move around. Now, like I said, that was as long as we still had some snow. The snow is gone from many places right now, and we will see how much that's going to continue. A typical February, we get about 15 inches of snow. This has been an interesting statistic over the years. We used to have only about half that for February, but February has become more of a snowy month. And last year, we pretty much got around that average, about the 15 inches. We also have temperatures starting to rise as we go through February. One other thing that we note, as I said, the days get longer, and a lot of people in February start suffering from something known as spring fever or cabin fever. And in order to relieve that, they like to go out and they like to find branches of trees that have some buds starting to open. Yes, this is the willows and the quaking aspens, and I saw both of them this week starting to open their furry buds. The other one of note, though, usually isn't talked about, which I think is maybe even more noticeable, is the very small tree, a type of dogwood called red osier dogwood. Well, when we get to February, the branches of the red osier dogwood, branches all the way down to the ground, turn bright red. And you can just be driving along your road and see this all this red plant growing there. That's the red osier dogwood. So, yes, funny things happening in February, and this year we're going to enjoy it even more because we have an extra day. This is leap year, and so, yeah, enjoy the wonderful month of February, and take care.
Thanks very much, Larry. Really appreciate it. That is Larry Weber. Larry's an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac.